netyarrows.com. The unofficial Netyarrows archive site. Article tile colon. About the Netyarrows Europe com archive site. About the netyarrows.com archive site author. M. Gosha date. 2022-12-24-917 plus 1100 tags. Community. Portal comments. Open this page is a bit ranty and too much information. Jump to maintenance section for details about the archive. Before going live with the changes, I thought I would mention the history of both domains and my motivation and intentions for doing it. It's also at the end of a Netyarrows game jam, with my second entry late and still in progress because of this. However, I thought this was more important and couldn't wait. To be honest, there isn't much that's new in the archive site that wasn't already in the public domain. It's only been lightly curated and posted on the original domain name. The netyarrows.com domain name. Image. http://netyarrows.com previous history. 1997 to 1999, and pictured above on the left. Netyarrows.com was, I assume, created by Sony Japan, and not with the original Western name, which was often spelt Netyarrows. This suggests it was created for the Western launch, February 1997, and audience. The Japanese members site was http://yarrows.spicenet.co.jp, and it was mirrored in netyarrows.europe.com. Eric Dar Silva, Thursday, December 21, 2004, 17 p.m. C hasn't been shut down. See www.yarrows.spicenet.co.jp. The mirror of the above site is so broken it's actually possible to access more of the actual C, even without a password. Eric 2014-2019, and pictured above on the right. A simple site that shared a compilation CD image with 83 Netyarrows games. The site also provided good instructions on how to play it in an emulator. August 2022. I discovered that netyarrows.com was no longer live. I checked its domain status to see if that was still current. It wasn't, and surprisingly it wasn't squatted either. I had originally hoped that someone else interested in Netyarrows would take it and do something interesting with it. After a few weeks, it occurred to me that netyarrowseurope.com could be moved to netyarrows.com, and netyarrowseurope.com could be restored back to what it was, from 1997 to 2009. Again, after thinking about it some more for a few days, the guilt of not doing it eventually won out, and it was registered in late September 2022. The netyarrowseurope.com domain name, 1997 to 2009. To my understanding, the early days of the Netyarrows program was hosted and serviced by the same web and news groups that the professional developers used, just walled off so the Netyarrows members couldn't see the professional side, and most likely the professionals didn't have access to the Netyarrows side. There were a lot of dummy user accounts created, I guess for this purpose, and journalists etc. At some stage, I guess Sony decided it would be easier to manage the two separate groups with the Netyarrows side having its own completely separate domain name and hardware. To my knowledge this is true, except for Sony America, which I believe only used http://www.c.sony.com Netyarrows as their web portal. NetyarrowsEurope.com was the Netyarrows members site for Sony Europe, C, which include Europe, the UK, and other PAL territories serviced by Sony. Originally, members were expected to pay a membership fee to access the members' web portal and newsgroup services, but I was never asked for membership fees. I would guess being so niche that to implement a system like that would have been harder than it was worth, and simply dropped the idea of paid membership renewals. Surprisingly, the service was up and running 12 years, and apart from a few random hiccups, it ran fine. Shutting down in July 2009, which means that the Netyarrows server was there being run and maintained along other professional developers' back-end systems, including PlayStation, PS2, and PS3. That's official first-party development support of a hobbyist console through three console generations. 2017-2018. After hearing about Aoya in 2013, I got back into game dev as a hobby and revisited the Netyarrows while also looking at modern game dev. In 2017, I noticed the Netyarrows Europe domain name was available and decided to move my Netyarrows related blog posts to it, while also contacting other Netyarrows members to recreate their members page. No Sony material was posted. 2019-2022. Contacting members for individual permission was too time-consuming so that stopped. Instead, I focused on organizing articles and technical information using this wiki-looking site, NetYarrowsEurope.com archive. I was a NetYarrows C member and signed the NetYarrows membership and license agreement and do take it seriously, and I have. However, for the past few years I've felt like a gatekeeper and wanted that feeling lifted from me, looking to pass it on to someone else interested. That didn't happen. When the NetYarrows.com domain became available, it opened the opportunity to recreate the original European NetYarrows experience. I felt overwhelmed with guilt if I didn't, and so didn't have a choice. Apologies. I'd like to sincerely apologize to Sony, especially the people at Sony UK, past and present. The archive is not monetized in any way, and commercial use is discouraged. It's shared solely in the interest of preservation, research, education, and to encourage game development as a fun and STEM hobby. I do hope this can be seen as a legacy preservation project of your great initiative and work. Secondly, but most importantly, I'd like to also sincerely apologize to my fellow NetYarrows members around the world. The NetYarrows experience was about creating, and also sharing. In some cases we shared too much. Please look back with fondness, and know that we've partaken in something special, even 20 years later. No malice or harm is intended, and at your discretion, content will be removed. For more information, please read the ethos section. Please email mike@netyarrows.com to get into private contact with me. Maintenance. The goal is to keep the archive as original as possible, while still being accessible and useful in modern day. These can conflict at times, but authenticity will always prevail. Full names. On a personal note, I've been using my real name online since I started, late 90s, and I don't consider it to be dangerous. Just like I don't consider full names and contact information in the white pages dangerous. However, if you want your name scrubbed from the archive, please email me. Changes. 0 TBA 1, the domain / image, is from a glossy, double-sided, 3-page, thick board, square-shaped brochure, scanned by Zetrox 2K, that was part of the European NetYarrows Prospectors Pack. Surprisingly, even in Australia we received one. Image. The brochure used the open button from the NetYarrows console as its first page. The original server didn't have anything there, it simply forwarded the browser to the main homepage. If you hadn't entered your member's username and password already, it would prompt you for it before giving access to anything on the site. This was simply the Apache user authentication module. 2. Members list ordered by folder size, biggest to smallest, and names removed as most of them never uploaded anything, 16 KB, or less. However, the main homepage listing does include the member's name. This information was already in the public domain. 3. News groups page was changed to an iframe page to keep the top navigation bar. I can't recall the original page, it was not archived. 4. There is no site search, instead I added a Google domain search, however it will take time to index all the new files. 5. The link on the Europe homepage news. news://www.netyarrowseurope.com points to http://netyarrowseurope.com newsgroups, and I've put more newsgroup related information on that page. 6. Added the navigation bar to the tops of the problems and new members category pages, and an archive of the originals are in that directory. 7. The 404 missing file page will list the contents in the current directory, i.e. userftpdir.listing will show the actual listing in homepage, etc. 8. Extracted all .zip, .gz, .tar, .rar, .lzh, .z, .7z into folders, where they are located. 9. All text files, ch, bat, makefile, auto, etc., should be viewable via the browser. 10. Apache web server directory listing is turned on. The archive also has captures of these, so you will have to do 7 to C811, converted all .pdf and .doctor.pdf.txt and .doc.txt respectively. Notes. 0. The original site used the www subdomain as default. Non-www links will automatically redirect to the www subdomain. 1. The site CGI counters does work, using the same software that the original server also used. However, some browsers don't call the image HTML tags with parameters correctly, unfortunately. 2. Homepage listing. Some listings doesn't work, i.e. Terry Arnold Roman 2 was a C member, I guess someone added it for him. To my knowledge, C members didn't have access to the C server, and vice versa. To do. 1. Look at C and C. 2. Maybe add a list of useful links. Thanks for reading. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays 2022. Regards. Mike Garsha. Please email mike@neteros.com to get into private contact with me. For a public discussion, join us on the news group. Or feel free to leave public comments regarding the NetYaros Europe archive below. Questions, suggestions, problems, complaints, etc. NetYaros Game Jam 2022 NetYaros community comments are open. Your name or alias, required colon, your plain text comment, required colon, your entered name and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications or editing of comments. Spam, swearing or off-topic comments will be removed.